It's a nice day if you're a fan of the Gold Coast Suns.
The Gold Coast have kicked back-to-back goals here.
Suns by a point.
The Suns are going to win it. They've been brilliant.
Well, this is the On the Sidelines with Spider podcast, hosted by the 291 AFL veteran legend, Peter Spider Everett. We're all Gold Coast Suns with this podcast, Spider.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, they're going to Darwin this weekend, which we'll cover off. And, you know, they just need that win to keep themselves in touch of the finals. They're definitely not out of it yet. But joining us in this week's podcast is a key defender, picked up in the 2017 National Draft. He grew up in South Australia. We'll talk about that. Even won a premiership with Sturt in the under-18s competition. But he had a great game on the weekend, a key defender, Charlie Ballard. Good morning.
Yeah, g'day, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, look, can we ask, look, the weekend's game against the Lions. The Lions are a tough team, but you guys really held it out for the first three quarters. They ran away with it in the end, but you're still right there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think even like the first three quarters, I don't think we played to the best of our ability, and we're still right had our necks right up into it. So, yeah, it was obviously disappointing for them to run away with it, but I think the positive is I think we can still control it. So I don't think that they did anything outrageous, but they were just solid all day. And yeah, it's all in our control, as I said.
Yeah, well, you know what I like at the moment, and, you know, we always talk about, you know, Witsy and, you know, I think Rowe's having a really good year as well. But, you know, players are young guns now. We spoke to Bailey Humphrey last week and, you know, he had another great game. So it seems to me, from an outsider looking in, the young guys are really starting to form a really good relationship. And we know that you need that 100 to 125 games amongst most of the players to start playing finals and being competitive in finals.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, yeah, we've got a good, really good young core, and you got those guys like, you know, Ben Ainsworth and that sort of thing playing really consistent footy now. And then you see our midfields obviously really good with our clearances and whatnot. You got Witsy and Rowley and Ando in there who are really starting to shine. So, yeah, it's really good to see, and I think we've got a lot of confidence in them.
Charlie, you think of you know, a defender, and what's important is those intercept marks, and one of the greats is, I reckon, is Tom Stewart from the Cats, and you as well for the Gold Coast Suns. Is that something you know, you really work on with those intercept marks? It's so important.
Yeah, well, I guess it's probably more the pre-work too. I work on a lot. Yeah, just like that body work sort of craft, and whether that be half or market, I guess that's just a bit of a result of the work done before it. So obviously I've had a few come to me recently, which is nice, but I guess that's not where my game's valued. It's more, you know, beating my defender and that sort of thing.
That's right. And getting in the ear of them, do you give them a bit of trash talk? You know, any of that happen still?
maybe a little bit. I don't try not to get involved too much. I find it all pretty fun games. But yeah, it's all friendly in the end.
Do you reckon, you know, as a defender, you know, you would have seen it on the weekend, Charlie Cameron kicks a goal and they play a song and, you know, he starts singing and he rides his motorbike, does whatever he has to do. Would you love to see a defender like yourself, when you come over and you spoil the ball over the boundary, they play a song of yours, and celebrate the backman?
I know, it's very unheralded, isn't it, sometimes, a backman job?
Absolutely.
We can't celebrate the simple stuff, but I guess that's probably what we try to do. As a back six, when we do something like that, we try to celebrate as much as possible. So make it all worth it.
How'd you go? You know, let's look at the start of your career, and we'll get into you grew up in South Australia. You played at Sturt, but in the 2017 National Draft, they said you'll probably maybe go top 30. You went in the top, you know, in the 40s. Were you nervous that day? Was it really nervous?
It was a bit of an interesting year, because I think probably the start of that year, I was probably not really to be even drafted at all, or like a maybe slight rookie chance. So I think by the end of the year, yeah, maybe I was considered top 30, but I think at that point I was just happy to be taken anywhere.
Absolutely.
And yeah, slotted somewhere in the 40s. So I think I took that and ran, really.
Growing up in South Australia, you would have been obviously barracking for one of those two teams. Who'd you barrack for?
I was Crows early, but then when I was about 10 years old, I switched to Richmond. And I can't tell you why. I think I just wanted to be different from the crowd.
Yeah.
and put up some tough years as a supporter, but then ended up getting the Chockies in 2017 just before I got drafted, so it's quite nice.
Yeah, and with Richmond, obviously, this week, Damien Hardwick leaving as head coach. I mean, it is tough being a footy coach, but with Stewie, you know, he'd have the support of everyone and the players behind him.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's probably like the best the group's been in terms of, I guess, quality of side and just like confidence as a coach. So, yeah, we got a lot of trust in him and he's going really well.
Now, you played in the Premiership in the under-18s. Can you tell us what that was like? Because you know, I try and tell people you win an AFL Premiership or you win one in the under-9s or one at your local clubs. They're days you never forget. And guys that you play with, you always remember.
Yeah, no, it was a really good year, I think. I played a lot of school footy that year and I was able to slot in at a really good time at 18s. And also, like, the next week, won a reserves Premiership. So I don't know if you had that written down, but... yeah, went back-to-back weeks Premiership, so yeah, it was a really good year and really good couple of weeks.
Yes.
Now, coming from South Australia, do you say chance or dance?
Yeah, I think I might have slipped it out before, and I try to change it up for the Queensland people to make it easy for them to understand, but it slips out, and two of us SA boys at the club can cop some flack. So.
And what do you call? I was going to say, what do you call that thing that you know the Grand Masters was on TV? Is that Lego or Lego?
I think I say Lego. Is that wrong?
Yes,
yeah, that's wrong. What about and a Stobie pole? Try and explain to people what a Stobie pole is.
Well, pretty much the pole is. I'm looking at one now on the street. They're wooden here in Queensland, but in Adelaide they're actually cement.
That's a light pole.
That's a Stobie pole. Yeah.
Okay, they do things a little differently.
A little different in South Australia.
Yes. Yeah. So we've asked all the players that have come on from the Gold Coast Suns onto the on the Sideline with Spider podcast. We've asked them who the biggest pest is at the Suns, and they've said they've said always said one player's name. Let's see if we can keep that going. Who is the Suns' biggest pest? You know, prankster, likes to wind things up.
Jeez, there's a couple. I think probably the two I'm thinking of is James Cheetahs. He's one, and then Will Powell.
Yeah!
As well.
Everyone said Will Powell.
Yeah, he's got a lot of energy, and he's a big prankster as well.
Have you been on the receiving end of one?
Oh, yeah, we had a bit of a prank war a couple of years ago, and I'm glad it ended because it was tough for the mentals.
He wore you down, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, we love it. Hey, let's fast forward. Let's have a look at this weekend. A great opportunity for the club. You go into Darwin, you stay there, you get out to the communities. You must really enjoy that part of football.
Yeah, we had a really good year there last year. Obviously, got the two wins, but to be a part of the community was really good. Just to change it up a bit and get to be able to hang out with your mates. Get amongst the community, as I said, and see schools and whatnot. Yeah, it's really rewarding.
And what about this week? You're going to be, you know, the Bulldogs, they'll play that ground really well. We saw what they were able to do last week in Ballarat. But when you're preparing this week, and just give the punters out there just an insight into, you know, because the book, you've got Norton, Waitman, Lobb, Hugo Hagen. What would you do to prepare this week? You watch video on them?
We'll probably get together as Keys and Small separately. Just watch some vision. Our line coach will give us some vision to watch, and then we'll have a look at entries and those sorts of things. But I think a lot of the time we've played these guys, you know, two, three times. So we generally get an idea what they want to do. It's just a bit of a refresher.
All right, well, there's a good chance that you're going to get over the top of the Bulldogs. And for those South Australian people that have downloaded this podcast, a good chance to get over the top of the Bulldogs.
Get on top of the dance.
Yeah, the dance. And then, you know, hopefully you drive home looking at Stogie poles.
Stogie poles.
Stobie. Hey, Charlie, you are one of the Suns' key defenders alongside the flying moustache in Sam Collins. And looking forward for you to grow a moustache at some point. I'm hoping that's going to happen because you've got to have one of them as a defender, right?
Yeah, I've been trying for 23 years, so we'll see how we go in another couple.
Okay, good luck. Hey, thanks, Charlie, and good luck against the Bulldogs on Saturday night, 7:25, bounce down, can't wait.
No worries, thanks, fellas, I appreciate it.
They're a chance, Spider, but it's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, absolutely, it'll be tough for them. Hopefully they can get the win, keep themselves in touch with the finals, and they do play the ground really well. It won't be a high-scoring game, so the key is to get kicks and get goals on the board early. So hopefully they can. But they can dominate the centre clearances if Witsy gets his hand on it. So good luck to the Suns. I reckon, you know, I'll be backing them in.
And the following weekend, they're taking on Charlie's, team he used to barrack for, the Crows. So that's going to be interesting. But also up in Darwin.
But let's only worry about 1 week at a time.
Yes, I know. 1 week at a time. That is another episode of On the Sideline with Spider podcast.